for all that you have done for us since the first day of this week of spiritual emphasis. We thank you for changing our stories. We thank you for blessing us by your word, and we appreciate you for what you are set to do again in the midst of your people. Take all the glory and take all the honor in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Blessed be your most holy name, for in Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Amen. Let's put hands together for Jesus as we take our seat in God's presence. Praise the Lord, I am more than a conqueror. The same is my birthright in Christ. That shall continue to be our testimonies in the mighty name of Jesus. This evening, I want to give God thanks for giving me the privilege again to stand before the people of God to bring the message this hour. And I also want to thank our Father in the house, God's servant, for this great privilege. I pray that the grace of God upon his life and upon his ministry will walk through me today, and that grace will bless each and every one of us in this service today in the mighty name of Jesus. I want to congratulate every one of us for seeing the third day of our week of spiritual emphasis. In the book of Hosea chapter 6 verse 2, the word of God says, "And after 2 days will he revive us, and in the third day he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight." My prayer is that this service shall be our service of raising in the mighty name of Jesus. If there's anything we have long waiting for since we started this week of spiritual emphasis that we are yet to get in this service, I pray that God will deliver them into our hands in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the living Jesus. Since Wednesday, we'll be looking at the teaching series titled Unveiling the Worth of Divine Wisdom. Unveiling the Worth of Divine Wisdom. And today, we are going to look at the part 3 of this teaching. Divine wisdom is the wisdom from above. Divine wisdom is God's kind of wisdom that helps us to live our lives according to the revelation that we are privy to get through the word of God. And that is why I pray that every one of us will be endued with the spirit of wisdom from above in this service that will culminate in our enthronement this month in the mighty name of Jesus. Divine wisdom is priceless. Divine wisdom is valuable. And that is why all through this month, we are going to be looking at how we can understand the worth of divine wisdom. We were made to understand by God's servant on Wednesday that access to divine secrets is an asset of inestimable value. Divine secrets are heavenly hidden treasures that requires man's responsibility for it to be unveiled. And it is when it is unveiled that it becomes an asset whose value is beyond measure for us. Divine secrets impact us with divine wisdom, which in turn makes us unique and stand out in life. That's why the word of God speaks in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29, that the secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of the law. So every revelation that we receive from the word of God is not only meant to impart us, it's meant to impart our generation. So that's why I pray that in this month of wisdom from above enthrones, every one of us shall be enthroned, including our households, in the mighty name of Jesus. Access to divine secrets turned Job to be the greatest man of his time. Access to divine secrets. When we read the book of Job, chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, the second verse of it says, "And Job feared God." That is secret of how to enjoy wisdom. Bible says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Job was a man that feared Lord. And because he feared God, he became the greatest man of all the men in the East. Divine secrets are hidden treasures embedded within the scriptures, with capacity to create a most enviable future for every one of us. It takes our personal responsibility then in digging deep to have revelation and unusual insight into all the secrets of the Word of God. No one can have revelation for you. No one can have revelation for me. As a matter of fact, the revelation that we have in the Word of God will position us for enthronement. So that is why it is very important for us to understand that we need to take personal responsibility when it comes to seeking the Word of God, when it comes to seeking for the wisdom from above, so that we can enjoy every treasure that this wisdom carries. And I pray that none of us will miss all these treasures in the mighty name of Jesus. Matthew chapter 13, verse 44 to 46 says, "Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchantman seeking godly pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it." We can see how valuable that the wisdom of God is. It's so valuable that everything that a man has, we want to sacrifice it, making sure that we get that which God has for us. I pray that we will not miss our portion this month in the mighty name of Jesus. Even though the secret of God are embedded in the scriptures, as we said, they are open secrets. It's not that God hid them in his word just for us not to have access to them. Every secret of the word of God, they are in the word of God, and they are made open to each and every one of us. They are not like earthly secrets that people hide, but they are always revealed. And God is eager to reveal his secrets to his children. Matthew 10 verse 27 says, "What I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in light. And what ye hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetops." That means what the secret that you know, preach to others. Let others know about it. And it is when they know about it and they launch into that secret that they begin to enjoy the blessing of that secret. Embracing divine secrets and trading them with all diligence will make a star of any believer. As in the example of Joseph, in the example of Job, in the example of Daniel, and in the example of Paul. The word of God says in the book of 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 19, "We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in the dark place until the day dawn, and the day star arise in your heart." When we look at all these people that I mentioned, two things are common to them. One, they are people that fear God. Two, they are people that love God. So therefore, a man that fears God, a man that loves God, will always want to seek revelation from God. A man that fears God will always want to hear from the Lord. So the word of God to each and every one of us this evening is that let's maintain our fear for God. Let's maintain our love for God. It is in that we can have access to that divine secret, which is divine wisdom. Where then can we find wisdom? Where then can we find this divine wisdom we are talking about? God's servant made us to understand, and I'm going to also say it again, that we can only get this divine wisdom from the word of God, which is the Bible. The Bible is the custodian of the wisdom from above. Psalm 19 verse 7 says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, comforting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple." The second way by which we can find this wisdom is through the fear of the Lord. Psalm 25 verse 14 says, "The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant." And lastly, the Holy Spirit is the fountain of divine wisdom. The Holy Spirit is the custodian of supernatural secrets. And we were made to understand yesterday that without the Holy Spirit, man is limited. So if we want to know anything about the secrets of God, the Holy Spirit must be our body. Praise the Lord. John 14, 24 says, but the Comforter, who is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Divine wisdom is an asset of individuality. Divine wisdom is an asset of individuality. We are saying we get divine wisdom from the Word of God, from revelation from the Word of God. The revelation of the Word of God that you have will cause you to manifest the wisdom of God. Individually, not corporately. Individually, not corporately. So we need to have that understanding that divine wisdom is a thing of individuality. Proverbs 9, verse 12 says, the wise person is rewarded by his wisdom. It didn't say the group of people are rewarded by their wisdom. The wise person is rewarded by his wisdom. But a person who makes fun of wisdom, we suffer for it. That will not be us in the mighty name of Jesus. How then can we access divine wisdom? How then can we access divine wisdom? The only way to access divine wisdom is by prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting provides access to us, for us to enter into the realm of wisdom, and also for us to sustain that realm of wisdom that God has brought us into. And that is why he said in James chapter 1 verse 5 that if any one of you lack wisdom, what must he do? He must ask God that gives to every man liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given unto him. He also said, call unto me and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things that you don't know. And that is according to Jeremiah 33 verse 3. What is in divine wisdom that makes it an asset of inestimable value? We were told on Monday by God's servant, it is creative in nature. And yesterday, God's servant also told us that it commands dominion over destruction of death. Today, we are going to look at the other points. Here I have divine wisdom secures supernatural peace. By revelation of his secret, we have sense of divine presence that grants us peace even in the face of challenges. By revelation of his word, when we have revelation into the word of God, we have that understanding that at every point in time, wherever we may be, the presence of God is with us. And when the presence of God is with us, it gives us peace on every side. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 13 and verse 17 says, happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. Our ways are the ways of pleasantness, and all our paths are peace. The children of Judah in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, they had better understanding of what divine wisdom, what access to wisdom of God, the secret of God, can provide for them. Even in the face of battle, what happened to them? They were peaceful. In the face of challenges, what happened to them? They were not moved. They were doing something contrary to what a man that went to war should do. What they were doing was they were just singing. That was the revelation that God gave them, that if you want me to take over this battle and you becoming a spectator in your own battle, then sing to me. And what happened to them? God gave them victory. I pray that God will give each and every one of us victory as we rely on him in this month of wisdom in the mighty name of Jesus. Divine wisdom also secures supernatural aid for us. That is, supernatural health is health that surpasses the limits of medical science. Supernatural health that science cannot explain. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 to 22 says, my son, attend to my word. Incline thy ear unto my saying. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. My son, he didn't say my people. My son, incline their ears. My son, individuality. I pray that God will give us understanding in the mighty name of Jesus. John chapter 6 verse 63 also says, it is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The word that I speak, they are on, they are spirit and they are life. The word that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Many people are having so many issues concerning their head because they lack wisdom. Because they lack what to do. They don't know what the word of God says they should do. And because they are lazy in seeking into the word of God. And that is why many are just having issues with their head. So what we need to do as children of God is that we need to take a stand to say, God, concerning my health, I want to know what you have in mind for me this month. I want you to reveal to me your secret. When God reveals his secret to us, when God tells us his mind concerning our health, and we begin to run with that which God reveals to us, then we begin to enjoy supernatural health. That becomes our portion in the mighty name of Jesus. Divine wisdom also strengthens believers for the battle. It strengthens believers for the battle. In Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 19, it says, wisdom strengtheneth the wise more than 10 men which are in the city. And Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 16 to 18 also says, then said I, wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are not heard. The words of the wise are heard in quiet more than the cry of him that ruleth among fools. Wisdom is better than the weapon of war, but one sinner destroyeth much good. Wisdom is better than the weapon of warfare. And like I said, concerning the children of Judah, wisdom is what made them to prevail over Mount Seir Hamon. And I pray that all of us, we shall prevail this season in the mighty name of Jesus. A wise man scaleth the city of the mighty and casteth down the strength of the confidence thereof, according to Proverbs 21 to 22. The other thing that wisdom offers us is that divine wisdom creates solution. Divine wisdom creates solution. The God we serve is a God that is wise, the all-wise God. And by his wisdom, he created the entire universe. So if we are his children, then we also must have the wisdom of God in us. And we also must be able to create solutions. Many people in their business, to think right, to do what is right, to move their business forward, becomes a problem. And each time they will say, oh, I'm not seeing increase in my business. Oh, I'm not seeing increase in my career. It's not possible. You can't be doing the same thing over and over again and expect different results. The Englishman says it's purely insanity. It's purely insanity. So what we need to do, if we want to see different results, what we need to do is that we need to see God. We need to ask God for secrets. We need to ask God to reveal to us what we need to do, the step we need to take concerning our business, concerning our career, concerning our lives. And when we ask God and God reveals to us what we must do and we take those steps, what happens to us? We begin to create solution in anywhere we find ourselves. I pray that every one of us we are going to be solution provider in the mighty name of Jesus. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 19 says, the Lord by wisdom hath found the earth, and by understanding hath he established the heavens. Proverbs 8, verse 12 also says, I wisdom dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. We are children of God. We are not supposed to be mediocres. Any child of God that is still living in mediocrity needs to go back and check if he's actually doing what the word of God asks him or her to do. Where we have just read right now says that knowledge of witty inventions will be released to us when we search God in his word. When we seek God in his word, it's going to be released unto us. Praise the Lord. Job 28 verse 9 also says, he putteth forth his hand upon the rock and overturneth by the root. He putteth his hand upon the rock and he overturneth the mountain. That is wisdom. That is wisdom. Wisdom is able to create solutions no matter what the situation may be, no matter what the circumstance may be. With wisdom, things can turn around. And I pray in this month of October, things will turn around for each and every one of us in the mighty name of Jesus. If you have been blessed in this service this evening, let's rise up on our feet and give God thanks for his word that he has sent to us. Let's appreciate God. Let's return all the glory to God. Father, we thank you. We appreciate you for your word again today. Take all the glory and take all the honor. Blessed be your most holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. God will only give wisdom to those that are his. Everyone that has that has connection with God, God is going to give them wisdom when they ask him to give them. So what I'm trying to say is that for anyone that may be in this service who does not have any connection with Christ, I want to encourage you this evening, if you want to have access to heavenly wisdom that will cause you to be enthroned, if you want to have access to heavenly wisdom that will cause you to enjoy peace, if you want to have access to heavenly wisdom that will secure supernatural health for you, you need to be identified with Christ. Therefore, I want to give you opportunity this hour. Lift up your hands to heaven wherever you are and begin to ask God that, God, I have come to you this hour. Lord, accept me the way I am. God, have mercy upon me in the mighty name of Jesus. And for those that want to rededicate their lives, let's also join them and begin to say after me, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I know I am a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. Cleanse me with your precious blood. Today, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Now, I know I am born again. Glory and honor be to you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. If you have said that prayer online, or if you are in the house, you have said that prayer, please raise up your hand. And for everyone joining us online, there is a number displayed on the screen right now. Please send us a text message and let us know the story of your salvation. And our team will reach out to you. And I pray that your salvation will be established permanently in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's put hands together for Jesus as we welcome God's servant. Hallelujah.
Someone that is blessed already, give him thanks again. Lift up your hands. Give him glory, praise, honor, adoration. Magnify him, exalt him. Father, thank you for another precious day in your presence. The last day is everyone's day. Father, thank you because tonight is my night. Thank you, eternal Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' most marvelous name, we have given thanks. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. Help me congratulate your neighbor on your right and left. And be seated powerfully. Glory to God. Before we partake of the table tonight, I'm just going to be dwelling. Please be seated powerfully. I'm just going to be dwelling briefly for 5 minutes on 2 points tonight that has been mentioned. And that is wisdom secures supernatural health. There are some things that you don't need to take to the hospital. You just need wisdom. I found out that every time I attend a Nigerian party, or anywhere they are serving Nigerian food, as I'm taking one or two bites, I'm running to the bathroom to throw up. And then I started taking note, what am I eating that is making me throw up? Some people will just run to the doctor and say, I've just been throwing up while eating. And then the doctor will be asking you, what did you eat? You say, I don't even know. I sat down and started taking notes. What is it that I eat that I throw up? So, if I come to your party and I don't eat, I know what I'm doing. Glory to God. I know why I will not eat some things, because I know some things that makes me throw up is not good for my body. That may be what you will serve me, and I will not touch it. It's not because I hate you, it's because I know myself. It's not because I think you are going to poison me, but it's because I know myself. Wisdom demands that I don't touch it. so that I don't mess myself up in your party. Is somebody understanding what God is saying? I also found out that there are certain meals that I eat at night that I will not be able to sleep. One of them, pounded yam. Glory to God. If I eat it, and for me, the thing about me is I don't want food to waste. So no matter how big, I will want to make sure that I devour it. Glory to God. And then I will now be turning from one side of the bed to the other. From one side of the bed to the other. So no matter how you give me pounded yam to eat at night, no matter how big, I will cut what I will know that will be beneficial for me, and that's what I will eat. Everything boils down to what? Wisdom. Wisdom. But somebody sees it, I gotta finish it. And then you are eating and eating and eating, and you are not able to sleep. It is not the devil. Because even when you now sleep, you are now eating. In the midst of the in your sleep, you have eaten again. Why? Because the enemy knows why he has not allowed you to sleep. It all boils down to wisdom. That's why the Bible says wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. And finally, the second thing I will be talking about is that divine wisdom creates solutions. Divine wisdom creates solutions. No matter the challenge or no matter the source, everything answers to wisdom. No matter the challenge you are going through, divine wisdom creates solutions. That means to every challenge, solution is in wisdom. Solution is in wisdom. That means wisdom is knowing what to do and doing it. Wisdom is knowing what to do and doing it. Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 to 8. We all read this scripture, but let's take a look at it tonight very quickly before we close. He said in the beginning, please let's take care of those children very quickly. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Verse 2. And the earth was without form and void. It says, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, that is solution coming. Let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was very good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And then he went on, and he said, and God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Did you see that? Let it divide the waters from the waters. And God said, let there be, and God made the firmament, and God said, let go to verse 7 now. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. Now, what am I driving at? Proverbs 3:19. Proverbs 3 and verse 19. The Lord, by wisdom, hath founded the earth. By understanding, hath he established the heavens. So everything you saw him do in Genesis chapter 1 was as a result of wisdom. The Lord, by wisdom, hath founded the earth, and by understanding he hath established the heavens. Anytime you are stranded in any department of your life, get wisdom. Anytime you are stranded in any department of your life, get wisdom. I've heard God's servants say several times, God gave you a brain to think. God gave us a brain to think, so that we do not disturb him. What does that mean? Thinking like God is wisdom. allowing God to now ask him, Lord, in this situation, now I'm thinking, what is the way out? That is wisdom. Asking for the way out, and when the way out comes, you are walking in it. That is wisdom. Scripture says, unusual solution will be unraveled in wisdom. Job 28:9, he putteth forth his hand upon the rocks. He overturneth the mountains by the roots. By the root. So you don't see the root of a mountain, but wisdom will make you uproot the mountain. The root of a mountain by wisdom. Unusual things, solutions come in wisdom. From now, you won't lack what to do.
Amen.
I didn't hear your amen.
Amen.
From tonight, you will not lack what next step to take.
Amen.
The next step you think you want to take may not be God's idea for you. Stop asking people what next to do. Ask God what next to do. People, there are those who will guide you based on the truthfulness of their heart, which is not God's way, but that is their opinion. That is how they are thinking. There are those who are guiding you specifically to make you miss it. There are those who are guiding you out of jealousy. You want to start that business? When me, I'm still here. If you start that business, everybody I've seen, I've known, that wanted. Did you know, sister? No, I don't know the person because they are making it up. Did you know, brother? So, he also tried it. It didn't work. Why do you think it will work for you? They are guiding you based on jealousy. Only God will guide you to the right path because he has nothing to lose. Rise up on your feet and give him thanks tonight. Give him all the praise and all the glory. And magnify his name. Father, we thank you. Lord, we exalt your name. Blessed and blessed and blessed be your name. In Jesus' most marvelous name, we have given thanks. In Jesus' most marvelous name, we have given thanks. Lift up your hands tonight very quickly and ask God for one thing tonight, Lord, as I partake of your flesh and your blood, wisdom that can only proceed from you. Baptize me with it right now. Wisdom that can only proceed from you. Baptize me with it now. Wisdom that can only proceed from you. Baptize me with it now. Wisdom that can only proceed from you. Baptize me with it now. Wisdom, Lord Jesus, that can only proceed from you. Lord, let it come from you tonight. King of glory, in my decisions, in my decision making, in every step I take, King of glory, let your wisdom prevail. Let your wisdom prevail in the name of Jesus. Speak to him tonight. My Father and my God, as I partake of your flesh and your blood, your kind of wisdom, Lord, let it come upon me. Your kind of wisdom, King of glory, let it come upon me. Your kind of wisdom, my Father and my God, let it come upon me. Your type of wisdom, King of lords and Lord of kings, let it come upon me. And let your name only be magnified. Let your name only be glorified. Let your name only be exalted. Thank you and thank you and thank you, Lord. Blessed and blessed and blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' most marvelous name, we have prayed. Amen. Lift it up to heaven right now. Father, we decree the table blessed tonight. Amen. We declare that everyone that partakes of it tonight is partaking of your flesh and your blood. Amen. Father, whatsoever was not found in you, Lord, we eradicate it from our own system tonight. Amen. Your amen is weak.
Amen.
Whatsoever was not found in you, we take it off our system tonight.
Amen.
The type of wisdom that you walked in, let's begin to walk in it tonight.
Amen.
And let your name only be glorified.
Amen.
Thank you, everlasting Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' most glorious name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Let's partake of the table tonight. Everyone called sick, you are going home made whole.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, as the overcomer's voice minister.
There is power, mighty. blood. There is power mighty in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood of Jesus Christ.